was trending last night on Twitter, and I was like, I am here for this 100%. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. The poof, a.k.a. the bump hairstyle, is coming back. That's the one where you gather in the front, and then you kind of pin it right behind your head at the top, and it makes the giant poof, and it's the one that Snooki made famous?
I felt like, again, this was before. This was every groupie that went to a Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, or Rat Show.
No, that is a different hair. So that is the wave.
That's the wave.
The wave is when you tease your bangs up,
yeah,
and then they make as if there was a giant wave, there would be a little tiny guy on a surfboard.
Oh, okay, so
that's the wave.
That's why I went with 80s music. I'm sorry.
That's
all
right.
I went to Breakfast Club.
Well, here's the thing, is that the wave, I think, was made famous by DJ Tanner, you know, from Full House. Like,
right.
She had the wave. But that might also be...
Is that the one that's going to jail? Not the one that's going to jail.
No, that's Lori Loughlin.
All right, sorry, Lori.
I mean, that's not...
Not my fault.
Well, right. I mean, you didn't put her in jail. That's Candace Cameron is the actress that played DJ Tanner.
Okay.
But the poof is the one from the mid-2000s, the one that, like... Remember, Snooki took it
Snooki
and
took
she put it,
it
on
next
steroids.
Level. She went next level.
Yeah, because some people would do a little bump, but she did, like, somehow sprayed it so that it would stand 7 inches off her head.
Well, they had professionals there. Don't act like it was all her, but they had professionals there with the back. So I'll get out of the 80s and go to the 90s.
All right. But it made me start thinking about what was the hair movements of all time that we loved and we didn't love. So... There are certain hairstyles that you look back at and you just cringe. And I never had it, mm-hmm. but I look at my pictures of my mom with the perm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who thought that was a good idea?
There was a thing. I don't know what.
I mean, why?
Who did that to people? I don't know.
Who made the perm famous?
Back in the day, somebody.
Who made the perm?
Whitney Houston? I don't know.
Was it Whitney Houston?
I don't know.
Let's see.
I always thought her curls were natural, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows who did it? The thing was is that the perm could be great 4 weeks into the perm. But when you got the perm for 2-3 days, you just stunk, number one. Mm. Number two, it's way too tight, man. It's way too tight. You got to wait for it to relax a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, they're saying it, they're crediting it to Cher.
Okay.
Cher, good job,
Cher. I could see that. She had a lot of hair, right? But Cher
perm.
Never stepped out without it being perfect.
I would say, though, that when it comes to the big hair movement, you've got to give that to Farrah Fawcett, though. The feathered look.
That would be a big one.
And I love that look. I still love that look. I feel like that's almost timeless in a lot of ways.
Foxy Lady. There was the Rachel, but nobody else could get it right.
No, I had the Rachel. Well, the Rachel was clearly Jennifer Aniston.
But that's what I'm saying. But was it okay on your head? Or did it just look like something that was kind of photoshopped on your head?
No, I think I could pull off the Rachel. I could not pull off
I'm going to have to see photographic proof of that.
The one thing I could never do, and I never understood when people did it, and so many people did it, and I'm sorry if this was your hairstyle, but it was so awful.
You're going to say something hurtful.
The Kate Gosselin hair, the asymmetrical long front with the pixie back.
What is that?
But so many moms got that, and I didn't understand why.
Flock of seagulls.
Right.
It was like a strange thing.
Just didn't seem right.
Right.
You know?
I mean, if you're really into geometry.
I guess.
You want to see shapes on your face, that kind of thing.
I just didn't understand why people were doing that.
That show was under... it's inexplicable what happened with that show and the movement behind it anyways. And everything that generated around it. So, I mean, that's just one more thing that came out of that.
Oh, man. All right. We want to know from you. Out of all the hairstyles of all time, what was the best one? You can head to our Facebook page and let us know there. Search Anna and Raven.